Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling a question that keeps a lot of restoration business owners up at night. When exactly do you send that unpaid invoice to collections? You finished the job, sent the bill, followed up a few times, and crickets. So what's the move?
Yeah, it's a really common pain point. And honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer, but there are some solid guidelines. Most professionals in the industry typically wait somewhere between 30 to 60 days past the original due date before they start thinking about escalating to a collection agency.
Right, so you're not jumping the gun immediately. You're giving folks a chance to make it right.
Exactly. And during that window, you want to have a structured approach. From day one to about day 30, you're issuing the invoice with a clear due date and sending automated reminders. Then between days 31 and 45, you escalate to a polite email reminder and maybe a follow-up phone call.
Makes sense.
Then from days 46 to 60, that's when you send a more formal collection letter. If you hit day 61 and still nothing, that's the point where you're seriously considering a payment plan, or you're ready to refer the account to a third-party agency.
So to everyone listening, have you ever wondered why that 60-day mark seems to be the tipping point? I mean, what changes after 2 months?
Great question. It's really about balancing patience with action. After 60 days, the likelihood of collecting in-house drops significantly. And here's the thing. Restoration jobs often involve consumer debt, which is debt incurred primarily for personal, family, or household purposes. Once you hand it off to a collection agency, a whole different set of rules kicks in.
You're talking about the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, right? The FDCPA?
Yes, exactly. The FDCPA is a federal law designed to protect consumers from unfair or abusive debt collection practices. It sets very clear rules for how debt collectors can contact people who owe money. For instance, collectors can't contact someone before 8 a.m. or after 9 p.m. local time. They can't use obscene language, threats of violence, or call repeatedly just to harass.
That's important. So it's not the Wild West once you send an account to collections.
Definitely not. And within 5 days of their initial communication, the debt collector must send a written validation notice. This notice tells the debtor the amount owed, the name of the original creditor, and that they have 30 days to dispute the debt if they believe it's invalid.
I see, that's helpful.
If the debtor does dispute it in writing within that 30-day window, the collector has to stop all collection activity until they get verification of the debt or a copy of a judgment. And if a debtor requests in writing that the collector stop contacting them altogether, the collector must honor that request.
So there are real protections in place. Now, one thing I've heard from restoration folks is the fear of damaging customer relationships. How do you balance recovering what you're owed with, you know, not burning bridges?
That's the art of it, really. I actually had a client once who waited nearly 6 months to send an invoice to collections because they were afraid of backlash. By that time, the account was so old, recovery became much harder.
Ouch, that's a tough lesson.
It is. The reality is, accounts under 90 days past due that are placed with professional agencies typically see initial results within 30 to 45 days. But accounts between 90 and 180 days, they generally require 60 to 90 days of effort. And very old accounts over 180 days can take 90 to 180 days or even longer.
So the fresher the account, the better your odds. Kind of like leftovers in the fridge. Nobody wants to deal with that mystery casserole from 3 months ago.
Huh. That's a good way to put it. And that point about account freshness sets up our next piece, how agencies actually perform compliant recovery. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
When unpaid invoices pile up, restoration companies need a partner who understands both urgency and compliance. Since 2004, Southwest Recovery Services has specialized in B2B and consumer debt recovery with a no upfront fee, contingency-based model. Their team handles everything from account monitoring and skip tracing to credit reporting and legal action when necessary, all while staying fully compliant with the FDCPA. Learn more at swrecovery.com.
Picking up on account freshness, how do agencies handle those older, tougher accounts while staying compliant?
Good question. So once an account is received, the agency scrubs it for missing data and runs credit report queries, especially on accounts with a higher propensity to pay. On day one, they send a federally required validation letter. Regulation F actually provides a model notice that collectors can follow, and using that model gives them a safe harbor by including all the essential components and compliance language.
So it's a structured cadence, not just random calls.
Exactly. And the FDCPA presumes a violation if a collector calls more than 7 times within 7 consecutive days, or if they call within 7 days of having a phone conversation about the debt. That means communication is carefully tracked. Phone calls, SMS, and emails all follow specific patterns.
That's interesting. So if someone says, "Call me back Friday when I have my budget," that resets things?
Exactly. By day 45, eligible accounts can get reported to the credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. But collectors must comply with the Fair Credit Reporting Act to ensure the information is accurate and up to date. And it's important to know that a collection account can negatively impact credit scores and remain on the report for up to 7 years.
So there's a whole life cycle.
Right. Over the next several weeks, they send a series of letters, a credit reporting alert on day 7, a reminder on day 14, and so on. Around day 90, if there's a pre-approved settlement offer, that gets sent out. At day 120, there's a full review to see if the account still shows payment potential or if it moves to automated systems.
And I imagine that documentation is key if things ever escalate to legal action.
Absolutely. If an account reaches that point, having a complete paper trail makes the process smoother and more defensible. But legal action is usually a last resort. Most cases, especially simple ones, settle amicably in less than 60 days. More complex cases requiring court involvement can stretch to 1.5 years or even longer.
So patience, process, and compliance, those seem to be the 3 pillars.
Patience, process, and compliance. I like that. You could also say it's about staying methodical, staying compliant, and, staying patient throughout the whole thing. Those 3 things together maximize your recovery while protecting your reputation.
Before we wrap, what's one piece of advice you'd give to restoration business owners who are on the fence about sending an invoice to collections? What should people really keep in mind here?
Don't wait too long. I know it feels uncomfortable, but remember, you did the work, you deserve to be paid. Use your internal process for the first 30 to 60 days, but after that, bring in the professionals. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. Basically, act sooner rather than later. That's the takeaway.
Solid advice. Together, we're going to help you get paid and keep your business healthy. Thanks so much for breaking this down today.
My pleasure. Happy to help.